This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, Silver and Black, today an Odyssey Original Podcast. Scott Gilbranson, Mo Moten with you for the home stretch here on this Thursday edition as we await the selection of the Raiders general manager and head coach, which it appears by all indications, according to sources, all signals point to, whatever you want to say, to Champ Kelly and Antonio Pierce. So will be very interesting and very popular with Raider Nation. So we'll see how it all rolls out here pretty soon. But Mo, when these two men get the job, if it's them, as we anticipate, when they get this job full time, there's a lot of work to be done here, as well as they were able to do and kind of pull things together towards the end of the season to go 5-4, to win the three games in the division. All that stuff is great. But now getting to building a team that can take the next step, winning eight games. You look at what Champ Kelly has to do. He's obviously been in the building already. He's got an advantage. He's been doing the scouting. He's been doing that all year long for the Raiders. So now if he gets the switch flipped and it's like, you're the guy, they're already in draft mode, right? Because it's January. You're getting close to the combine. By the way, we will be at the combine. I will be at the combine as well. So, but that's where you're going to evaluate players. You start to look at the Senior Bowl. You start to look at all these different things that are coming up, where the Raiders are going to identify what they need. First of all, what they need, number one, is a quarterback. We talked about that. So when you look at the job these guys have to do, there's a lot of work. So how long can this process go on before you start to be concerned? I think if it's Champ Kelly, you're not concerned because he's already there and he knows what they need. But if it's not for some reason, what disadvantage are the Raiders at if this process gets protracted?
As of right now, I wouldn't say there's a much of a disadvantage. Remember, there are several other head coaching openings. The Raiders aren't the only one. The only team that filled their head coaching opening was the New England Patriots because they already had a plan in place for Gerard Mayo to be the successor for Bill Belichick. So, I mean, unless this process extends beyond January, which I highly doubt, then it becomes disadvantageous. But because remember, the Senior Bowl is at the end of January. And if you remember, Patrick Graham was a big figure at the Senior Bowl last year. So I would assume that the Raiders are going to come to a decision, make an announcement within the next week, and their contingency will be at the Senior Bowl to start to look at some of these prospects that are coming in the NFL. So I'm not concerned at all about the Raiders hiring too late for the process and not being able to scout certain players because they understand what the timeline is. They know when the Senior Bowl is. Of course, we want the decision to come now, but I have no worries about them taking too long to come to a final call on this.
Yeah, I don't either. I've seen some expression of that, but I would say to folks out there, don't worry about it. I think it's fine. And again, Champ Kelly's already in the building. He knows the roster and what they need there. Not that an outside candidate couldn't get caught up quick and fast enough, but it certainly is an advantage that Champ Kelly's been there. He's built part of that roster since he's been there. So he knows. And remember, the Raiders have 15 free agents. We're going to wait till next show to talk about the Josh Jacobs situation, because I think that's interesting. Josh Jacobs has been one of the players that has been very close in talking to Mark Davis about retaining Antonio Pierce. Does that mean the Raiders have a better chance of signing Josh Jacobs? That depends a lot of parameters, and we'll talk about that next time when we come back on the show. Mo, I know this podcast is dropping on the same day. It's funny, on YouTube, people think, they're like, oh, this is recorded. They think we're live because we premiere our shows on YouTube, but we were in the chat live. Mo was like a freaking stars paparazzi because you were in the chat. Everybody's been clamoring for you to be in the chat. So thank goodness you had a few minutes to pop in there and talk to the little people. But we're... I kid, of course I kid, but we're waiting on this stuff, but I know you have later today. So depending when you're listening to this podcast, you may have missed it, or you might be hearing it just in time to go catch Mo on your Bleacher Report Live today, correct?
Bleacher Report Live, 2:30 Eastern time, 11:30 Pacific time. If the Raiders make their announcement, you know, during, if you're listening to this before 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 Pacific. If the Raiders make their announcement about their head coach and GM hires during the live stream, I'll just simply talk about that in my instant reaction. If you're listening to this after, then I probably talked about trade targets for the Raiders. If the Raiders didn't make their GM head coach announcement, talked about some things that the Raiders can do, as you mentioned, to bolster their roster, either moving up for a quarterback, maybe acquiring a veteran quarterback, just in case the Raiders don't like their options in the draft at where they're picking and they can't move up. So the Raiders have to go through a lot of contingency plans of what they're going to do with the quarterback position. A, if they can't move up to get their guy. B, if obviously they don't know who's going to be available at 13. And C, just exploring some free agent options or trade options just in case you want to wait until maybe the second round to draft a quarterback.
Yes. No. Going to get into that. We're going to get into that soon. Do everything they can to get as high as they can in the draft to get a quarterback. But doesn't mean they have to get one there. They could also find one somewhere else. So we'll talk about that. We got lots of time to talk about that, but it's going to come up really quick. But I will say, and I know I'm biased, because you guys know if you listen to the show, I'm a big Notre Dame fan, but Audric Estime, just watch that name in the draft for the Raiders. He could be their next great running back. I really believe that. I think he's going to have a good pro career. He's built for the pro game. All right, we'll save that for another time. Okay, so check out Mo's Bleacher Report. Mo, you can watch that after the fact too, right? If they miss it live, they can go find it on the app?
Yeah, if you just pull up the app, go to the Las Vegas Raiders stream area, you'll see this same face, same hoodie, same hat in the Bleacher Report Live.
Oh, you're not going with the nice clean look without the hat on for the Bleacher Report Lives anymore?
Yeah, it's Thursday. It's a down day for me. I'm just incognito, so I'm going hat and hoodie today. Going Bill Belichick hoodie today. So.
Dude, I've been wearing, it's too cold where I'm at now. And we're getting more snow tomorrow. And I've just been, and my hair, I'm trying to change my hair a little bit. It'll be a surprise. And so I'm it's just in an in-between stage of not being ready to style. I'm just wearing freaking beanies every day now.
You should just pop up next week with silver and black cornrows. That would be salt and pepper cornrows.
That would be awesome, actually. I could do that. It's getting longer. I got the length, maybe a little more. Not that you need a ton of length, but I'll do it. Sure, I'll do it.
That would be the show. That would circulate all over social media.
But then there'd be people who are like, okay, you are culturally appropriating your haircut.
tell them it's been approved by the Silver and Black Today audience. That the audience wants to see it, and it's been approved by them.
Okay, that's good. It's Midtown Mo approved. That's what we'll say. All right. Well, make sure you also check out the piece we talked about that Mo wrote up on SportsNot. It's his current Raider column. Make sure you do that as well. I got some stuff coming up as well on the Raiders, and we're on GM coach announcement watch. So make sure you do that. You can check out Mo's X.com handle, MOEMOTON. You can follow me at LV Gully, and we will be there interacting with you. Thank you guys for all the great interactions. Mo, we will talk to you early next week.
See you next week.
All right. For everyone here, including our producer, Mike Robier, and Mo Moten, I'm Scott Colbranson. This has been Silver and Black Today. Take care, everybody. Look for us. We'll try to go live as soon as we know. If we can get it together, we'll try to go live as soon as the coaching and GM announcement happens, if it happens between now and next week. If not, make sure you follow the channel and subscribe to the podcast. And we will talk to you guys again. Enjoy the playoffs this weekend and enjoy your weekend. Take care, everybody.